I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in again to this week's podcast. Today, I want to share a challenge that I am facing and have been facing on and off throughout my whole life. And I don't want to make excuses, but it really is a challenge for me. And let me just preempt this. Have you ever heard the saying or the conversation around like being the same person who you are in public as you are in private, where the face that you show the rest of the world, the smile, the kindness, the generosity, the patience, the just all of those good characteristics that we show to the rest of the world, we should also be showing to those closest to us and behind closed doors. And that, I think, is just even operating in integrity, like being the same person regardless of who you're around. And it's not, hear me out, like, so this conversation isn't about pretending to be somebody else, but let me back up. For me personally, I can extend grace for people when I'm at the workplace or out shopping or just out and about in the public eye. I can extend grace and I can say, you know what, it's okay, that's where that person's at, they're having a bad day. Or we have the extra grace to sit there and actively listen when somebody's sharing what's going on in their life. Or we have the ability to be generous with our time and our money and our efforts with these people outside in our workplaces, out in the general public. But when we get to our behind the closed doors, when we're connecting with our spouse or connecting with our children, somehow, somewhere along the line, there's this breakdown where we don't offer the same graces to them. Holy crap. Like, where's the breakdown at? And this conversation today comes from, I recently joined this continuous improvement team about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago now. And I've had the opportunity to begin training some of our leadership within the organization and the ministry that I work for. And one of the topics in the training series in this leadership, I'm teaching leadership, effective leadership skills and effective leadership in the marketplace. And one of the conversations, one of the topics is how to coach well and how to lead well and how to lead from this place of servant leadership. And we talk about one of the coaching skills being active listening. And what does that look like? And what does that mean? And I'm sure a lot of you have heard about active listening. What are good characteristics of active listening? So I'm in class yesterday and I'm teaching active listening skills, you know, and I've been studying and preparing. And as I'm talking about this with the group, I have in my notes too that that is still an area of struggle for me, active listening. Like when I am at work and on the job, I somehow know it's so important to be present, to be there in the moment, to be active listening. That means I'm engaged, I'm trying to put down distractions so I'm not looking at my phone or at my computer and email. I'm making eye contact, my body language is saying, yes, I'm in, I'm listening to you, I wanna hear what's on your mind, what you're thinking, and so that we can problem solve together, that I can offer wisdom. If you're asking for wisdom or if you just need me to listen, I can listen. And somehow I can do this super well when I'm at work or out and about in the general public. And yet when I go home, like my husband wants to have a conversation about how our days went. And it's like this, and I don't get me wrong, I don't do this all the time, but I am not as gracious. Like I am not fully present. I'll be checking my cell phone, checking my email. I'll be doing dishes or taking care of another child or trying to multitask as he's talking to me. And then he'll say something and he'll be like, did you just hear what I said? And I have to like replay really quick. What did he just say? Because I was looking at stupid social media or doing something that I wasn't fully engaged in giving him my all. And I know that I have even done that with my children. Like I am trying to clean up after dinner. I'm doing laundry. I'm running here and there. And I'm thinking of all the to-do lists of how I have to prepare breakfast for my little guy or and lunch for my little guy for the next day when he goes to daycare. I'm thinking of, do we have everything we need for the next meal for tomorrow evening? And do I need to go grocery shopping? Do I need to add something to the list? Do I have everything I need for X, Y, or Z? And be, you know, and then I'm not even present to the most important people in my life. So here I am yesterday teaching this class, and I like teach this whole segment on active listening and being engaged and being present. And I'm just like, as I'm sharing this, I'm like, I am still so guilty and still facing this challenge of doing this very thing at home. Like, why does that seem to ongoingly be the challenge? Like, I can bring my best, the best of who I am to people in the workplace, who I face and who I connect with at work, but yet somehow I can let it all go. All of that learning, all of that training, all of that knowledge, I can let it all go at the drop of the hat as soon as I hang up my car keys on the hook when I walk through that door of my home. And I don't want to do that anymore. And I this is like a challenge. This podcast today is a verbal challenge, accountability for myself, for Bethany Conway. Yes. Because I want to be that same person that I can have the grace to pause and not be trying to come up with 30 million answers and rebuttals in my head. Like when I'm talking to my husband, my mind is so moving quickly. I'm already coming up with rebuttals and responses before he's even finished with his thought. But yet when I'm at work, I can sit there patiently and wait with the patience of just like a wise old woman to hear the person's heart that's sitting in front of me at work. But I can't even do that for my husband. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? But so like today, that is like my challenge to myself. And I don't know if anybody else struggles with that, but I don't want the best pieces of who I am to go to the people. Yes, I still want to do both worlds. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm going to stop being the best of who I am at the workplace. But I also want the best of who I am when it comes to active listening and being present and pausing and truly listening and with the intent to understand and connect and be curious about why they're thinking the way they're thinking or what they're struggling with. I don't want to be so passive at home. You know, I want to give the best of who I am at home as well as at work. Sure, I don't get paid to be a mom or paid to be a wife, but that doesn't matter. These are people that I love, that I care about. They're the reason I go to work, you know, just to continue to build my passions and dreams and so that I can also inspire my own family and be the best of who I am with my family. But if I'm not able to do that, there's a breakdown. There's a problem because my family should also get the best of who I am in my active listening skills. Yes. And I think back to even when I was a kid, you know, when I was a child, my personality type, I would go to school. I was this perfect, okay, maybe perfect's a little too high, setting the bar too high. But I remember going to school and I would follow the rules. I would do everything right. The teacher asks you to do your homework, I did my homework. The teacher asks you to sit down and be quiet, you sit quiet and you pay attention, you're engaged as a student. And then I remember going home and somehow, even as a kid, like the pressures of doing the perfect student at school, all of a sudden I could let my hair down as soon as I walked through the door as a child. And I had no problem not listening to my parents and no problem picking fights with my brother and no problem being this obnoxious kid or teenager after I left school. But if I was at school and my parents went to my conferences, I was perfect. I was this pristine, ideal student that all my teachers loved. But behind closed doors at home, I was a renegade. And I think just as I process through these challenges about how I am at the workplace, and I'm so good with my active listening skills there and so good with my leadership skills there, and then to come home and to let your hair down and all of a sudden you throw out your active listening skills and you throw out your leadership, I'm swearing in the middle of my podcast, but you throw out your leadership skills there and all the things that you are so passionate about, you throw them out the window as soon as you walk through the door. There's a breakdown there, folks. And I know for myself, I have got to get better and I want to get better to learn how to master being that same person. And maybe it's the pressure that we have in the workplace. Maybe it's the expectation we have in the workplace. I don't know. But the challenge is to be the same person regardless of whether you're on the job or you're at home communicating with your spouse. Because just as much as we pour into the relationships with our coworkers and other leaders in our life, we need to have that same tenacity and that same drive and that same skill level and that same value when we're connecting with our spouse and significant others, when we're connecting with our children, because those are the people that will be with us the rest of our lives. Those are the people we cherish. Those are the people we love. And so maybe I'm preaching to the choir. Maybe nobody else struggles with this, but I know I do. So I'm being a little bit transparent and vulnerable here today because I know that I want to have that same, when I'm preaching to the choir, when I'm teaching out on the job, when I'm equipping other people of how to be an exceptional leader and an effective leader and how to be a servant leader, I need to be able to take those same traits and those same characteristics home with me when I'm connecting with my spouse, when I'm connecting with my children. Because if I can't do it there, friends, am I considered a fake and a phony? I don't know. But I don't want to be that. I've got to figure out how to balance those stressors that are those expectations maybe I put on myself in the workplace to be able to carry those same skills and that same passion back into my home. And that's who I want to be. I want to be that person who can pause and truly be present with my spouse, have the same grace that I extend people that I'm coaching at work, people that I'm leading at work, to extend the same graces to those I love the most. So today, if I could leave you with any one thought, any one challenge for that you could implement today, that you could begin to practice today, that you could be challenged with today, it would be maybe you need to pause and think about and write down where are you exceptional in the workplace, but somehow you leave that exceptional at the workplace and you forget to bring it home with you. Like maybe you're exceptional in your active listening at the workplace. Maybe you're exceptional in giving grace to people in the workplace. Maybe you're exceptional for just giving that extra moment of pause for people in the workplace, or even when you're shopping at Target or Walmart or the mall. But somehow when you come home, you're not the same. And so maybe you need to write down that breakdown. Maybe you need to write it out in your journal and put it down as a challenge today of how you can reflect and become purposeful in your connections with the people that matter most in your life. Become purposeful in your active listening with your spouse. Become purposeful in being present with your children. Become purposeful of all the wonderful characteristics of leadership that we want to embody. We can carry that back home and impact our children and impact our families with those same graces and those same values and those same qualities that we want to carry out and impart to those we work with. So for me today, I say challenge accepted. It's a challenge that I want to grow in, and I know my husband's going to listen to this podcast. So babe, I say, hold me accountable because I want to get better at this. I want to be a better listener for you. I want to be a better listener for my children. I want to be the exceptional person that I am in the workplace. I want to continue to be an exceptional mom and an exceptional wife that continues to grow in my skills of active listening and being present and modeling grace and modeling integrity and wonderful characteristics and leadership, even within the walls of my home when nobody else is watching. So today, my friends, if you're willing, I'm willing. Let's take this challenge together. And behind closed doors, we can be those exceptional people, those same exceptional people we are in the workplace. We can be at home. So today, I just want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day.